Jack burst out laughing. The big penguins looked like a committee of little men in black suits. The group stopped in front of Annie and squawked at her.
"Hi, guys," said Annie. "Glad to meet you."
The penguins stared back at her with friendly curiosity. "They're so cool," said Jack. He opened the book and found a picture that looked like the group of penguins around Annie. He read, "Emperor penguins are the tallest and heaviest of the penguin species and are also the most ancient. Over 3 feet tall, grown penguins can weigh up to 90 pounds. Researchers say the penguins' closest ancestors lived 40 million years ago."
40 million years, said Jack. "So what time have we gone back to? 1 million years ago? 1,000 years ago?
"I don't know," said Annie. "But I'll take a picture of them for my family project. They look like a little family, don't they?" She pulled her camera out of her pocket and aimed it at the penguins.
"Smile, everyone."
As Annie took a picture, a shadow moved over the ice. The penguins squawked loudly and clustered together. Jack and Annie looked up. The shadow belonged to a giant bird circling above them. The bird was brownish gray with a long beak. It let out an eerie cry.
"What is that?" Annie asked with alarm.
"I'll look it up," said Jack. He flipped through the pages of their book to find a photo. "Here," he read quickly. "Giant petrels are the vultures of Antarctica. They eat dead birds and animals. Sometimes they even attack young seals and
"Oh, no," cried Annie.
Jack looked up. The petrel was diving toward the penguins. It hit the smallest one with its wing and swooped back into the air. The penguin squawked and waddled away from the group. The petrel spread its wide wings and dove again.
"No,"
Annie cried. The petrel swooped away but circled back toward them. Jack dropped the book and scooped up a handful of snow to make a snowball. Before he could throw it, the petrel attacked again. Jack leapt toward the small penguin. He fell on his knees and threw his arms around the fluffy little body. Annie charged at the petrel.
"Go, get out of here," she yelled, waving her arms.
The petrel cawed, then rose high into the sky and disappeared over the ice cliff. Jack let go of the small penguin and stood up. The penguin peeped and waggled its head at Jack. Jack laughed.
"You're welcome," he said. "Now go back to your family, go."
He shooed the penguin back to the group. "All of you guys, back in the water now. You'll be safer there. Go, go." The penguins squawked and flapped their wings as if saying goodbye. Then they waddled across the icy shore, taking quick, tiny steps toward the sea. One after another, they dove between cracks in the ice until they all disappeared.
"Bye, guys," said Annie.
"Honk."
"What's that?" said Jack.
"Honk."
"It sounds like some kind of horn," said Annie.
"That's weird," said Jack.
"It's coming from over there," said Annie.
Jack picked up their book and followed Annie up the side of an icy slope. The metal spikes on his boots dug into the ice and kept him from slipping. When he and Annie reached the top, they looked down.
"Oh, man," said Jack. "We haven't gone back in time at all."